people who are water baptized, they're baptized into the latest craze, the latest popular movement in Christianity. Everything old is new again, and Jesus Christ is no longer standing in the Jordan River. And Peter and the disciples are no longer running out of the upper room. It's an anachronism. Water baptism belongs to an old time. It belongs to an old identification that has passed away and that no one can legitimately do today. You can go through the motions. You can pretend to be joining a 2,000-year-old club that doesn't exist anymore. And when I say joining, I'm talking about Peter's announcement in Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. Well, that's interesting, because what Peter was doing on the day of Pentecost was convicting those who had crucified Jesus Christ. That is the repentance of the context. You, by lawless hands, have assassinated the righteous one, said Peter to the Jews of that day. And they're all convicted. 5,000 people, was it? 3,000, 5,000? An impressive number came to the truth, because they were, in a way, accomplices. Even the rabble, they were accomplices in a way, because they didn't do anything, right? They went along with, they went with the flow, and they were complicit because of that. And so Peter's message to repent and be baptized, the repentance and the baptism are both specific to that era. Repent of crucifying the righteous one. Did you crucify the righteous one? I'm talking to the modern viewer here. No, you did not. Do you need to be baptized in water to profess your new life that you promise not to crucify the Messiah anymore? And you promise to listen to the 12 apostles, and you are now on the circumcision bandwagon of 33 AD. No. And additionally, Peter said, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Let me ask you this, those who wish to be baptized today, in accord with this anachronistic fantasy, does your salvation, does the remission of your sins depend on you repenting and being baptized? Or does it depend on the crucifixion, the death, the entombment, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which happened 2,000 years ago? I saw a bumper sticker one time that said, obey Acts 2:38. Obey Acts 2:38. No one today can obey Acts 2:38. The only time you can obey Acts 2:38 is if you were standing in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after our Lord's crucifixion, and you were convicted with the other Jews of assassinating the lawless one. If this isn't you, then you don't need to obey Acts 2:38. What chapter in Genesis is it where Noah builds the ark? Genesis 5? Let's just say it is. I'm not sure where it is. I'll put a notation on the video where it is, but obey Genesis. Obey Genesis. To be water baptized today is as backward and awkward and misplaced as building an ark. It's a truth for a time, and it's recorded, it's inspired, but it's not for us today. I had a dentist back in Greenwich, Ohio, who took a trip to the Holy Land, and he came back very excited. In fact, he was drilling my tooth while he was regaling me with how he was baptized in the Jordan River. And I wished he would stop talking about it because he was so into his tale that I think he was, you know, overusing the drill. And he was so emotional about it because baptism, water baptism, is really baptism into the latest craze of Christianity. And for a while, there's a craze to go to the Holy Land. Baptism really isn't baptism unless you go in the Jordan River where Jesus was. And this guy was
Oh, Martin, it was the greatest thing ever. I just wept tears as I stood in the Jordan River, the same river where Jesus stood. And I had a guy dressed like John the Baptist.
Not really, but you might as well do it this way.
And there was a guy dressed like John the Baptist, and he came down in a robe, and he took the water and poured it over my head. And I began to weep tears of repentance. And I didn't want to crucify Jesus anymore. And I wanted to join the baptism of John. I wanted to be associated with John the Baptist, because that's what that baptism was all about. I wanted to fulfill the law of Moses, like Jesus was doing a righteous thing. And then, Martin, after that, I really wanted to go along the way of sorrows, and I wanted to be crucified in the manner of Jesus Christ. And so I had several people strip me of my clothing and nail me to a cross. I wept tears of joy as I associated my life with something that is so historically gone that you probably think I'm crazy, and do you think I should finish drilling your tooth?
Yeah, I think you should. And I'm sorry that you had this experience, because it is a fantasy. It is the latest craze. It did nothing for you except give you an emotional experience. And many, many Christians today, they mistake emotional experiences for spiritual experiences, anything that titillates their senses. Now, if this guy had been in the water and a voice had boomed from heaven,
"This is Martin Zender's dentist, in whom I am well pleased."
Well, might have been a little more impressed. But it was a trip, a journey in his own mind. And it produced emotions that seemed to him to be spiritual. But he mistook emotionalism for spiritualism. True spirituality would have been to follow the career of Jesus. Don't stop at the Jordan River. Keep going. Keep going even past the crucifixion. It's impressive that you had yourself nailed to a cross, Mr. Dentist. At least you were consistent. You had yourself crucified. But keep going. And I want you to also keep going past Pentecost. I want you to keep going past Jesus Christ showing up in the upper room. I want you to get past the tongues of fire on the heads of the disciples. Keep following Jesus' career. Don't stop in Acts chapter 2. Don't stop in Luke chapter whatever, where the baptism is. Follow the career of Christ as he calls Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus and gives him a message of the resurrected Jesus Christ, the glorified Jesus Christ, the Jesus Christ who is no longer disguised in a Jew suit, the creator of the universe, through whom all is created. God creates through him. He is the sovereign, firstborn from among the dead. That one has a message for you. And he speaks of a baptism that is not water. It doesn't occur in the Jordan River. That's primitive. That's ark-like. It's fine for the time, but let's move on. Let's follow Jesus' career post-Jordan River. Let's follow Jesus' career post-Calvary. Let's see what he has to say when he's shed his Jew suit and is speaking to all humanity of the totality of the accomplishment of the cross. If you want to join a club, if you want to be baptized, there's your baptism. People ask me, "Martin, when were you baptized?" Love this question. First they say, "Were you baptized?" I say, "Yes." They're shocked. "What, Martin Zender's been baptized?" Then they ask me, "When were you baptized?" I say, "I was baptized 2,000 years ago." That'll start a conversation. I was baptized in the death of Christ. His going down into death, his going into the tomb, was me going into the tomb. I was associated with him in that death. That is my baptism. And the water merely pictured this. The water was a Sunday school illustration of a greater truth. This is the greater truth. And once I have the greater truth, once I have the reality, once I have the substance, I don't need the shadow. There's shadow and there's substance. There's things that picture a coming reality, and then there's the reality. And when you get the reality, you no longer need the picture, ideally. This is why I tell you to go on to maturity, to follow, keep going, follow the path of Christ. Even in the book of Hebrews, Paul writes to the Jews, don't lay again the old foundations of baptisms. All these things, it's part of the foundation, it's part of the story of Christ, yes, but stop laying it over and over again. I was raised in the Catholic Church, as you know, it was the same thing there. Every Easter, we put Jesus Christ back on the cross. Every Christmas, we put him back in the creche. Back in the cradle, if you will. Cradle, cross. Cradle, cross. December, April. Cradle, cross. Never get him out of the cradle or off the cross. He keeps going back. He's like a rubber ball. Oh, time for him to go back in my cradle. I'm a baby again. Oh, now time to die again for the millionth time. He's resurrected and he's seated now at the right hand of God, and he has a new message for those to whom God gives ears to hear it. It's the message of grace. It's the message of the completeness in Christ. Yes, I was baptized. I was baptized 2,000 years ago in Christ's death, and it does not require a towel afterwards.